brother. Yeah, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. I want to get Janet Phelan, a great investigative journalist, on, who I heard on Dr. Stan Monteith, but she's on a cell phone. It's cutting out every other word. So we're going to try to get a better connection and see if we can get her on. But she's called these different bioweapons facilities all over the country. We've confirmed separately that they have level four weapons development in level three and even level two. And there's total thousands of these, but hundreds of level four in level three facilities. And I want to get her on, but it's just a issue. So we'll see what happens with that. Yeah, here's one of the notes I've been mailed. Here's a $100,000 Republic of Argentina note. And just 15 years ago, their currency was worth more than the dollar. But after the private banksters came in and took over their country, within just a four-year period, they devalued their currency down to almost absolute zero. I mean, it's not like Zimbabwe where, you know, there's $100 trillion notes to try to get a hotel room for the night. This is $100,000 to be able to rent a room for a week. But the $100,000 was worth more than $100,000. I mean, you could buy a couple fancy cars for it at the time and rent a house for 6 months. Not anymore. And this is where we are going as a society, and I covered some of that in the last hour. I haven't gotten into all the big economic news yet. I will get to that. Bob Chapman, of course, with his weekly visit, joining us, is going to be coming up, really getting into that in more detail. Also, I want to get into Grassley says there's a DOJ cover-up and Fast and Furious investigation. Well, they've been caught. Now the FBI and DEA have been admitted that they've been basically ordered to be part of this shipping guns to Mexico, but also to cartels inside the U.S. I mean, this makes Watergate look like Nixon was some type of choir boy. I mean, this is so hardcore, shipping guns to gangs the government controls to knock out their competition in the drug trade. That's really what's going on. And as a side dessert, blaming the Second Amendment, and they don't care they've been caught. They're going ahead with it and saying, outside of law, gun shops now do whatever the ATF tells them to do. You'll do whatever we say. We'll tell you how many guns you can sell. We'll tell you who you can sell them to. We're going to start putting people on a no-buy list. Doesn't matter if there's no convictions. When you call to do the next check, you're just not going to get a gun. As White House Chief of Staff now, Chicago mob boss Rahm Emanuel called for 2 years ago. So it is just absolutely stunning, the information that we've got on that front. We're also going to get into the heat wave. And the fact that one reason power prices are going up all over the country. In fact, will you guys pull me that London Telegraph article where prices set to double in the next 3 years in England because of carbon prices on power? So not only the same thing here, you're paying more for power, and they won't let you build new power plants. So when it goes to peak times in the winter or peak times in the summer, then your power gets cut off, and they have control blackouts and people die en masse. I have a large stack of reports on that. New York suffers rolling blackouts. Heat dome covers 1 million square miles. It is true the jet stream is basically completely stalled over the United States, and that's happened before. DTE begins rotating blackouts in Detroit. Many summer school students going without AC. And see, people say, well, in the 50s we had to do that. Yeah, but if you ever were in school in Dallas in kindergarten, I was in Margaret Sanger. Eugenics and named school there in Dallas, and they had air conditioning, but sometimes it wasn't working, and the whole side of the building was windows that opened completely up. They put fans in there, and they'd open the doors up, and it would circulate through the building. The buildings were long, so they opened windows on this side and that side, so no matter which way the wind was blowing, you got that breeze, you see. But no, now they're in government buildings that don't have windows.
The food storage industry has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In England, they admit it. And later in the hour, I'm going to get into it, that green initiative rules for carbon taxes in the next 3 years will double power prices in the UK. We build three new coal power plants a year here in the United States. China builds three a week. They have cheap power. They can industrialize. We are rotting. This is part of the post-industrial world that the UN, Maurice Strong, Ted Turner, all of them have talked about, the White House science czar, John P. Holdren. And in the process, General Electric is tax-free because they write the rules, just like Google and Goldman Sachs and the rest of them. And they run the EPA and get waivers where they can build or service plants, coal plants, but all their competition can't. And so you're going to have your prices continue to go up, and you're going to have more blackouts just like a third world country. Ceausescu in Romania could have provided power to the people. He did it as a tool of control. The Russians didn't have to have folks lined up begging for sausages. It was about being totally dependent on the state. Chavez has plenty of power. It's come out. He cuts power to train you that he controls your life. This is what it's like to live in an authoritarian society. Okay? Control freaks enjoy you not being wealthy and not being strong. Now, I'm also going to get into DHS denies racial overtones and white middle class terrorist video. They responded to Breitbart Fox News, the Daily Mail, to our story that broke yesterday and was the number 6 largest story, according to Alexa, on the web yesterday. It's even bigger today. Every talk radio show I've tuned into is talking about it. And giving InfoWars.com credit. That's great, because more folks will come and find the truth of what's going on at InfoWars.com. We're going to be going over that report more. Here's Fox News. DHS video characterizes terrorists as white Americans. Here's the Mail. Who does Homeland Security think poses the greatest risk? Video portrays white middle class as the most likely terrorist. Here's Breitbart says they contacted Homeland Security. They confirmed it was their video. Kind of like when we got the Mayak report saying returning veterans are the number one terrorist. People couldn't believe it for a week. Even Ron Paul couldn't believe it. And Homeland Security said, no, Alex does have a real classified document. Of course I did. You think we make anything up here? Now, should be with us about 40 after. I could have her for 10 hours, but I got to get to all the other news. I haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg here. But I know truth when I hear it. And here's the problem. I do all this research late night, every night. Everything I heard her say was absolutely true and more. And I'm driving down the highway listening to her a couple days ago on Dr. Stan Monteith's Genesis show. It comes on like 4 or 5. And I'm driving around doing an errand, listening to about 20 minutes. Janet Phelan, who's an investigative journalist, and boy, she's been through a lot for covering this, but everything she said is admitted. But the point is, nobody's really put it together. I remember that they set up BioShield after the staged anthrax attacks that were admittedly a U.S. government super strain launched by them, not made in a bathtub, as they'd said. And it's now come out they framed the fourth guy they killed in custody. That just came out on Monday. But to make a long story short, there are several thousand, quote, level 2 biolabs. There are tens of thousands of what they call level 1 security parameters. There are reportedly hundreds of level 4s. But the point is, you get different numbers from different agencies. Now, a level 4 has weaponized Ebola, airborne, hemorrhagic fevers, things that kill 99% of anyone that comes in contact. If it gets out, you're talking about billions of dead. And I can pull up the mainstream news articles. Billions. Billions. Billions with a B. They're telling you about Al-Qaeda is going to kill you all day, got a better chance of being killed by a honeybee sting. We posted that in our article yesterday that went viral with major universities breaking it down. Peanut allergies, deer jumping in front of your car, many times more likely lightning strikes than being killed by Al-Qaeda. Let's say Al-Qaeda is real. It isn't, but the point is, they're telling you that everybody's got to freak out and get ready for mass plagues to be released or Al-Qaeda to hit us. Meanwhile, when the hurricane a few years ago destroyed Galveston, destroyed more than half the city, I mean, building's gone, they have a level 4 bioweapons lab. They call it a BioShield research defense facility, but it's been admitted, the Baltimore Sun and other publications, a bioweapons lab. But I'm going to go to her and let her break down her phone calls and her research and her articles where she's tried to track all this down and she gets different stories. But here's the big issue. At hundreds and hundreds of level 3s that just have the regular anthrax and things, and the non-weaponized Ebola and things like that. At the level 3s, they have level 4s. And I've seen reports in Galveston that the University of Texas Research Facility that's on the water and was really almost destroyed by the hurricane about 2-3 years ago, they get hit all the time, that facility is really a level 2.5. Folks, a level 3 is underground with air seals and containment. A level 4 is 3 levels down with 3 barbed wire fences around it with landmines, and you have to have security personnel with mounted heavy weapons, heavy machine guns. If you enter the facility one level, you are killed immediately. Electrified fences. Okay, the point is, the government's run by eugenicists that talk about how they want to kill and get rid of most of us. They're making it sexy on dramas and TV shows everywhere about the world after humans and how great it's going to be. They're telling you that naturally this stuff's going to be released. There's a history of governments releasing bioweapons, testing stuff on kids, Tuskegee, the list goes on and on. So So the point is, there are level 4 mouse pox that'll kill 99% of humans they come in contact with. That's even mainstream news. In level 3 facilities that aren't even level 3. And she's gone over the numbers. And when I heard her, it was like, I remember that. Because this is something we don't talk more about. So I give you Janet Phelan. And I'll also tell you about her website. It's janetphelan.com, investigative journalist whose articles have appeared in the Los Angeles Times, the San Bernardino County Sentinel, the Santa Monica Daily Press, the Long Beach Press Telegram, Alley Magazine, the America's Bulletin, Sovereign Mind. She's done countless radio shows, TV. I can't go over her whole bio because of time. But I wanted to preface this, that they're telling you give up all your rights, Al-Qaeda may kill you. Meanwhile, they're building them all over the country in the middle of major cities and rural areas and on coastlines. Level 4 bioweapons labs that have been built in the last 8 years all over the place in level 3s and 2s. Janet, you've got the floor for the next 30 minutes or so. Break down your research and what you've discovered in this area.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I first got interested in researching issues surrounding bioweapons because of some very strange verbiage in the U.S. Patriot Act. As we know, the U.S. Patriot Act was rushed into law. Most of Congress didn't read it following the attacks of September 11th. So embedded in the U.S. Patriot Act is a very strange section, which is Section 817, the expansion of the biological weapons statute. Now, in the statute, they have basically violated and nullified the International Bioweapons Treaty that the U.S. signed in 72. And although a lot of the verbiage in A-17 mirrors this Biological Weapons Convention, which is the international treaty, there's a caveat, which basically is kind of a giving the finger to the international community. And in the caveat, they're saying, and I'm going to read it right here, whoever knowingly violates this section shall be fined as provided in this title, imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. But the prohibition contained in this section shall not apply with respect to any duly authorized United States governmental activity. So after, you know, passing into law through 817, how you can go to jail and you can't be stockpiling and transporting these weapons, they say, well, if we do it, you can't do anything about it. Now,
well, they claim if it's for research and defense, it's okay. And even the Baltimore Sun, as you know, 8 years ago admitted it is a weapons program. The headline was thousands of gallons of liquid death, if I remember. And also U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, that goes back to the mid-90s, says we can't test chemical, biological, radiological on you secretly without consent unless it's for research. Go ahead.
Well, research is a very is a very problematic term, because what kind of research is it? Defensive research or is it weapons research? And how would we know? Now, when I spoke with the CDC a couple of weeks ago about these they're called biosafety lab level 3s and 4s, I was very disturbed at what amounted to disinformation being given by the CDC. I spoke with Lori Bain, who's up there on the food chain, and also the press officer named Von Robeck. And they tried to convince me that there were 6 biosafety lab level 4s within the United States. Well, if one starts researching this simply on the Internet, you're going to find a whole lot more. So I confronted Ms. Bain and Mr. Robeck. I said, well, what about Galveston? You know, what about...
The L.A. Times from 8 years ago saying that Bush was funded 36 of them.
Well, you know, we're finding them everywhere. Now, I found a couple on a military basis, BSL-4s on military bases, and I found them by looking at the curriculum vitae of a couple of of architects and say, oh, yeah, I built a BSL-4 at Dugway. I built a BSL-4 at Aberdeen Proving Ground. Well, according to the CDC, you ask them these questions, they go, I just don't feel comfortable asking that. So they're insisting they're six. You confront them with evidence there's more, and they fall silent. They don't.
All right, Janet, stay there. We're going to break and come back. And I want you to walk through where these are and your research that I've confirmed separately. You're right. They've got level fours in level threes and two and a halves. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
The federal government is now announcing, so are European governments, that they want all cars to have remote control systems in them for your safety. That will take control of the car if the car senses you've done something dangerous. and Google's just gotten approval for Google cars in Arizona to be on the roads. Danny Jawinka, the demolition expert, who concluded on national television and in many programs that the Building 7 was a controlled demolition, his car magically ran off the road while coming home from church and ran into a pylon. And you wait, when they make everybody have remote control cars, they can already rig them. That's going to be their favorite way of killing folks. Sad issue. Just thought I'd report that. I mean, he might have just had a heart attack and driven off the road. He wasn't that old, though. Going back to Janet Phelan, investigative journalist, written for the LA Times, you name it. This is a short segment, long segment coming up with our guest. So I'm going to try to sit back and shut up. I just want folks to know what you found is true, because I've done the research as well. Just you've been calling them and getting the runaround about these level four and level threes all over the country in the middle of cities, small towns, and they're not even telling anybody what's right next to them. How long until this stuff gets out? Please continue.
Right. Well, the issue really is here. There are several issues. One of the primary issues is, are they doing defensive or offensive research? Now, we see where this 817 of the U.S. Patriot Act, the expansion of the biological weapons statute, essentially gave the U.S. government a blank check. They are not accountable. If you look at the International Biological Weapons Convention, you're going to find another blank check. This International Biological Weapons Convention has no teeth. There is no investigatory body, and there is no way to basically no international bodies to assign penalties. So basically, the BWC folks show up in Geneva every 5 years. They pat each other on the back. Great job. We're containing all these biological weapons. They have no way of researching if biological warfare is actually being done, which is essentially what they're trying to inhibit through the BWC. They're trying to inhibit the development and stockpiling of these weapons. But they have no means whatsoever to check this out.
Well, let's talk about what level fours will do to you if they get out. I mean, these things are more dangerous than nuclear weapons, and they're just proliferating everywhere.
They are proliferating, and we don't know how many there are. The CDC is actively inhibiting this information from getting out. I'll say it. They lied. You know, they basically lied to me about these BSL-4s, and when I confronted them with what I found, they said, well, for national security reasons, we don't feel comfortable on commenting whether there's a BSL-4 in Galveston. We don't feel confident. We don't feel, you know, comfortable commenting on whether there's a BSL-4 in Montana. We just don't want to talk about it. So they're inhibiting this information. Now, the question as to whether there is offensive research being done. There is a project that was established a number of years ago called the Sunshine Project that was basically attempting to provide some sort of oversight and review and investigation.
It's out of Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So there was a report that came out a bit ago by Edward Hammond, who was the director of the Sunshine Project, and what he found is that the oversight mechanisms, which means there has to be like committees there at these bioweapons labs to oversee what's going on, the committees don't meet, the committees don't review, the committees are there in name only, and there isn't any review going on. And furthermore, Edward Hammond found out that there was unauthorized research with select agents that had not been approved going on at these labs. So we don't have anybody watching what's going on. Now, this takes us to the issue of the possibility that the government is developing bioweapons and stockpiling them. Now, several years ago, I was fortunate enough to be traveling across country with a truck driver who had a delivery to make at Sierra Army Depot, which is up in California. It's like about 70 miles above Reno. I was admitted into the base, although not through any particular gate. But the trucker who had a security clearance told me very clearly that they used to have nukes there at Sierra Army Depot, but now they just have these big vats of liquid. Now, that would most likely be biological or chemical weapons. So I started doing some more research on government military bases, and whether or not there was...
Well, Janet, stay there. I mean, they admit Level 4 bioweapons labs have the super weaponized stuff, and all they do is label a offensive program as a research program. Again, you got to pull up the Baltimore Sun article. Thousands of gallons of liquid death from like 8 years ago. We're going to break this down the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Live, we could not be talking about a more important issue with our investigative journalist friend. And we're going to be going back to Janet Phelan here in just a moment. Speaking of chemical, biological, radiological weapons, in the United States, 70% of the population roughly has been forcibly medicated since the 1950s. They admit that sodium fluoride gives you a sevenfold increase in brain cancer and causes hundreds of other degenerative diseases, part of the little gift that the psychopaths running things give us. They also add hundreds of other deadly chemicals, including radioactive isotopes. Since we've been covering that now all over the country, local news is saying we did test the water. There's 10 times, 30 times, 50 times, hundreds of times safe levels of uranium. But funny, it's not in the well water. We don't know where it's coming from. It's mixed in with the sodium fluoride on record. We've had Dr. Conant on and others with the footnotes in his book, how they do it, where they mine it. The same place they get the fluoride and the phosphate is where they get the uranium. And it's all part of just doing something so incredible, you wouldn't be able to believe it, even if they admitted it. Speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, I filter all of my water. And when I'm on the road, I filter my water. And I don't like using the cheap plastic bottles with bisphenol A. And I found this EcoVessel type that I think is the best out there, made in America, stainless steel. Got InfoWars.com embossed on it, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Amazing, made in America, insulated filter. What does it do, like 100 gallons or something? 100% recyclable, BPA-free, and made from the highest quality 18/8 stainless steel. It's designed for your safety, ease of use and convenience, and just fill it up with the chemical weapon water, and it doesn't get it all out. Some things it gets it all out. You can put swamp water in here and drink it, but it reduces the chemical weapon load. You wonder why folks got gray skin or green skin, you know. People really look unhealthy, and why folks are zombies and cancer's doubled in the last 10 years and things. The biggest, it's not just the GMO food and the vaccines, it's the water. It's in the water. Don't drink the water. And this is a great portable unit available at InfoWars.com. We've also got a special running to the end of the month, the best deal we have ever offered. They just get better and better because we know the economy's in free fall and our mission is to get the word out. And you can get free Jason Burmes' great film, The Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, free Mark Dice's Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True book, free when you get two films for $19.95, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and, of course, The Order of Death that are on one DVD, two films, getting into the globalist and occult activities. Bohemian Grove's going on right now while we're offering the special the month of July. You can get two films for $19.95 on one DVD, and then get free the book and the other full-length feature, incredible film, one of our best. I produced it and worked on it a lot, but Burmes directed it. Great film, Invisible Empire. A free book, free film, and then two films, $19.95. So three films and a book for $19.95 is what it comes up to. InfoWars.com, it's the Bohemian Grove special, and it will end in T-minus 8 days, or what is it, 9 days, at InfoWars.com. And your purchase of the books, the videos, the materials, and your support of the sponsors does make this broadcast and what we're doing here possible. September 1st, we will be launching the new nightly TV show. We're looking at 7 p.m., streamed at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's going to be focused, power-packed for 30 minutes. We're going to start having probably weekly special hour-long reports as well at PrisonPlanet.tv. And many other things are nearing completion here. Thanks to your support, we are intensifying the effort against the globalists. Going back to Janet Phelan. Janet, I know you're a journalist, right, for the L.A. Times, you know, Telegram, you name it. You're very conservative, you know, about what you cover, but I'm just telling you, that's when I heard you on radio. I knew it was all true what you were saying, and I really wanted to get you on there because you've been calling them, getting names, getting different stories, different runarounds from them. My point is, it's actually under Bush and BioShield, announced in 2002. It said 36 level 4 bioweapons labs. It mentioned Galveston. It mentioned San Antonio. They're moving Plum Island, what, into Missouri?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's all semantical. I mean, it's like Obama calls Libya, says it's not a war, but it is a war. So they say bioweapons research for defense, but they're brewing it up and developing the worst stuff imaginable. So let's talk about, from your research, what's in a level 4, where we know they are, because I heard you on Monteith going right through the different numbers of the thousands of total labs, how many are level 3, how many are level 4, where some of these are, where they're building new ones.
Right. Well, the CDC maintains that there are around 250 level 3s. However, according to documents that were filed in terms of a lawsuit that was fronted by Tri-Valley Cares, which is an anti-nuclear group out in California, the DOJ and the Department of Energy have admitted to over 1,300 of these level 3s. So who's telling the truth here? The important issue, I think, is to translate what's going on in the lab to these stockpiles on military bases. We are only doing defensive research. Why do we have Aberdeen Proving Ground? We have a soldier and biological chemical command there. We have one at Blue Cross. We have another one at Jefferson Proving Ground. We have another one here at Rock Island site, Rocky Mountain Arsenal. It goes on and on and on. So the question becomes, how can they maintain that there's defensive research going on when we have military bases that are stockpiling? basically, if they're on military bases, we're assuming that we've got a weapons stash.
Well, of course it's a weapons program. The U.S. has the biggest biological chemical weapons program on Earth, dwarfing the Russians. That's always been on record. They just claim, as you point out, since that treaty, that now it's all defensive research. But they call the Defense Department the Defense Department. We all know, I mean, obviously, it's the Imperial Banker Army. But looking at this, we saw Fukushima and TEPCO and the Japanese government. We now know 5 of the 6 reactors blew up, 3 completely melted down, each one bigger than Chernobyl, massive radiation raining down. EPA just raises the level of isotopes, in some cases 100,000 times. They now say is safe what they previously didn't. That's all on record. And so we see a Fukushima, you know, who builds a 6-reactor complex on a huge fault line where tsunamis come in and then stores the spent fuel rods, 644,000, on top of the reactors, which were then ejected up to a mile and a half away. Well, forget Fukushima. We've got level 4 in level 3 facilities all over the country. And where hurricanes come in, like Galveston, I mean, what is going on with the ruling class? What is the issue with these people? Because it's only a matter of time until not just our government, but the Israelis, the South Africans, the Chinese, the Russians, they're all doing it. What was it, 6 years ago, they put out online, a university in Australia, how to design a human mouse pox that kills 99% of humans, and they put the easy recombinant calculation online. I'm sure you saw that. I mean, I think they're just getting ready to claim that there's an accident for their population reduction.
Well, I think that there may be something else at play here, Alex. I want to mention very briefly that I have applied to the United Nations for press credentials to attend the BWC, the Biological Weapons Convention, which takes place only every 5 years. So this December in Geneva, Switzerland, the guys are meeting again to slap each other on the back saying, aren't we doing such a good job in freeing the world from biological weapons? And I want to make sure that they are advised as to the multiple violations going on by the United States. Now, what concerns me...
I'm sure they don't know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sure they... Well, you know, I applied for these press credentials 2 months ago. They haven't responded yet. So I'm going to have to become a little more insistent here. So what really concerns me... Well, basically, 2 things. You know, if we have an quote-unquote accidental release and something like Marburg or Ebola, for which there is no known cure, then we have, you know, an international crisis. Another scenario is that there is going to be an intended and selective release. Now, I'd like to bring up very briefly, ABC News just carried the story that Janet Napolitano over at the Department of Homeland Security is concerned that these dangerous terrorists have infiltrated the Water Department, and she is citing the possibility of an attack through the water system.
That's right. The white Al-Qaeda, she says, anyone writing, he actually said, writing on paper, taking photographs, talking on a cell phone, or typing on a BlackBerry or iPhone, who is white, and this is now national news, it shows women in shopping malls running in terror. If you're writing on a piece of paper, you just run screaming, ah! But let's not worry about the 36 level 4 bioweapons labs.
Well, I just want to bring to light here, because Janet Napolitano is basically releasing now concerns that I have been stating for years are absolutely valid. I wrote the article "Water as a Weapon" back in 2007, and I've written some other issues concerning this, and without going into a whole lot of detail, because people can find this article online. What our government, the dangerous terrorists that Janet Napolitano is citing within our government have done, is to put mixing capabilities on the main lines in water systems throughout the United States. And what these, you can look at the blueprints online, you can go to Homeward Bound, that's another article.
I've seen this myself. They put little jackports in where they can selectively hit certain neighborhoods. I talked to a pretty high-level Republican, and he agreed to come on. He's actually been on over a decade ago, but then he got freaked out and got threatened. He worked in Singapore and talked about how they selectively drug and chemicalize certain neighborhoods in test, and then he wouldn't come on the show and talk about it.
they do, but the way they have this set up, Alex, is they can selectively hit particular houses through this double line water system. Now, you know, I ask anyone who's listening to the show to look at the article, Water is a Weapon, look at Homeward Bound, and explain to me what is the necessity to have mixing capabilities on the main line, because this way we're not talking about an quote-unquote accidental release that might kill, you know, untold millions of people. We are talking about an intentional and selective program. Now, I went ahead and called after I saw this little segment on ABC News. I went ahead and called the Department of Homeland Security last night, and I said, you know, Ms. Napolitano is absolutely right.
You were able to get him on the phone. We've tried. Wow.
Well, I didn't get through to somebody in a position of power. It was a little bit late in the day, but I'm going to call back after this show because she's absolutely right. There are dangerous terrorists, anti-Americans inside the Water Department. They are engineers. They are contractors. And they are the people who have set up this double-line water system. And I would be glad to give her some names because I have been researching this for a number of years. I have had contact with city water engineers. I've had contact with a city attorney. And I can name names of people who are inhibiting
the... Ma'am, your phone is muffled there for just a moment. You know, the issue here is it came out with the Shah of Iran and others. One of their favorite things to do is throw a couple of plutonium pellets in your seat, your car. They'll sew them in. It'll fry you in just a few months. Then they go in and remove them later, or they just ignore it. No one ever finds them. This is called a soft kill weapon, and they're already putting things in our water. Are you familiar with the fact that they mine all the major sodium fluoride deposits out of phosphate mines where they mine the uranium, and that every major water supply that has fluoride has uranium added?
Absolutely. And I think this fluoride issue, you know, needs to be seen for exactly what it is. Fluoride dulls the hippocampus. It makes people sort of dazed and confused. And I look at this as sort of a 1-2 punch. You know, you daze them with the sodium fluoride, and then you come in for the kill. Now, we did see in Germany in the 30s and 40s where the concentration camps, the residents of the concentration camps got fluoridated water, courtesy of IG Farben.
That was in the Nuremberg trials, and then our government said, this is great, bring it over here. That is mainline history that the Nazis put fluoride in the water.
Absolutely. So now we not only have it in the water, a lot of the soft drinks have sodium fluoride. A lot of the psychiatric medicines like Prozac are absolutely drunk.
Are you kidding? Powdered eggs can have 300 parts per million under law. They're adding it to thousands of foods.
So we have our thinking, our rational thinking capabilities, our emergency response system, so to speak, individually has been disabled through these programs. And it makes people, you know, like, well, we don't see people rising up too much.
People keep saying, what's wrong with Americans? Why do the vets put up with a deal to take all of their death benefits on record and no one gets in trouble? Why are the states announcing that the banks are allowed to now steal houses they don't own? That's in Reuters today. Because they've drugged us with a chemical weapon and now they're brewing up airborne Ebola for us.
Well, we don't know. You know, I'll tell you something.
Well, actually, Dr. Eric Pianca at UT said that the airborne Ebola will be out soon. He looks forward to him and his family dying at UT. And then I had his graduate students send me hateful emails, who I later learned work in bioweapons, because I would look their name up and see them in a white lab coat working at government bases, and they'd say, the doctor is too liberal. Humans will all be exterminated. How dare you, scum? I'm telling you, they've got their people everywhere. It's like 12 monkeys.
Yes, I agree with that. And I think we specifically have to look at selective medicine mechanisms because, you know, these people don't really want to kill themselves. We have to look at vaccines. We have to look at any sort of pharmaceutical that, you know, is selective in terms of you get that prescription and you get something else. We have to look at the possibility of an attack, as Ms. Napolitano so nicely clued us into, through the water system. We have to understand that there are populations at risk, and this is basically the message that I'm trying to bring here. So in the meantime, I, when I get off, call. I'm going to call again to the Department of Homeland Security, and I'm going to ask them to basically set up a meeting with an agent. I'm going to turn over the blueprints that I have to multiple cities. I'm going to turn over the information that I have.
Because I'm sure Homeland Security doesn't know.
Well, you know,
it's good because there are a lot of low-level agents who aren't operatives, and they'll get slapped down, but they may start investigating on their own.
Well, Alex, you could call them right now from your show, and we could make this report on the air. And it would be a little harder to say, oh, that Janet Phelan, she's a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I know that they said 8 years ago they were going to build 36 level 4 bioweapons labs, and they built them. And now we learn they've got at least 150 or more in level 3s, and now they've got level 3s and level 2s, and then they've got level 2s they call 3s that they've got 4s in. I mean, we're talking about stuff that will kill you and your family, 99% kill rate, weaponized Ebola, hemorrhagic fever, human mouse pox. You know what? That's a good idea, Janet. We should talk to you again the next few days. We should make a call on air to Homeland Security. But I've done this many, many times. Why don't you off air give us the numbers you have? Because I try to call in terror attack reports. You know, when I have witnesses that saw him get the underwear bomber on the plane, U.S. government agents, I called them. They wouldn't answer the phone. Later, it did come out. They admitted the government got him on the plane. But so I've got terror. I've tried to call and report terror attacks.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Little piece of you, a little piece of me.
All right. Well, Janet, I'm glad that you're looking into the bioweapons labs. We should have a larger national debate about this. But from the different answers you got from government, we only got about a minute left here, the different answers you got from different branches of government, the different people you talked to, you definitely got the runaround. But do we know how many level fours there are?
We don't know. They won't tell us. And when you ask them directly, they give you, they being the Center for Disease Control, who is in charge of tracking these, they give you false information. So, you know, I think that we do have dangerous people inside our government who mean us harm. And I think they are at pulse points of positions of power. And we need to basically, this needs to be reported to the people in Geneva, Switzerland, which is what I'm trying to do by getting credentials. And we also need to put a report on the record to the Department of Homeland Security.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I would just say this here. And it's that looking at this, I mean, it's a fact they're building these. They have built them all over the country. They're moving Plum Island to the Midwest, which, you know, created Lyme's disease and released it, West Nile. I mean, these people are eugenicists, and they're into death, and we need to be aware of this is going on. This is the real threat to America. This is the real threat to the world. That we're being told all day that Al-Qaeda is going to get us, so, you know, give your rights up. And, of course, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have an absolute cornucopia of important news and information. The latest on the Oslo Norway blast targeting the Prime Minister's office, massive vehicle bomb report, people trapped, eyewitnesses, total chaos, helpers of the global jihad claim responsibility. I told you it'd be jihadis. This is right as Europe says no to the banker takeover. Oh, look, terrorists hit you. Better do what the government says. We keep you safe. Man dresses police officer, opens fire. Now, reportedly, there's been shootings. In fact, we should have just shifted to this earlier. This is so big. At a summer camp also in Norway. 4 killed. And I guess this is White Al-Qaeda hitting again. We were told White Al-Qaeda was about to attack. We'll see if they say he was dressed like a cop. Help us. They yelled, 4 kill. The answer's got a Second Amendment there in Norway. BBC Live is covering it. We're going to be pretty much getting into this. I heard it getting off in the economy and bioweapons for the last 30, 40 minutes, but this is the big issue. Oslo explosion live coverage. An explosion has damaged government buildings in Oslo. With injuries reported, the cause of the blast has not yet been ascertained. They're saying it's a car bomb. 7 people killed by the bomb blast, 2 seriously injured. Police are saying they believe the person responsible for the bomb to be a foreigner. According to BBC, well, they arrest you over there to criticize foreigners. But the attacker in Utøya, now arrested, looked Norwegian. There you go. White Al-Qaeda hit and hit hard. Right when they come out and say White Al-Qaeda is going to hit, and they show the white people, you know, with blue eyes in the headdresses, boom, they're hitting. See? They're rebranding. White Al-Qaeda is hitting. It goes on. Witnesses have managed to escape from the island, says a NRK reports on the spots that the perpetrator had a Norwegian look. He should be around 185 to 190 centimeters tall and have blonde hair. White Al-Qaeda? Told you White Al-Qaeda was coming. Told you they were going to announce it. Just like they have the underwear bomber. And the same day, they go, we just so happen to have the naked body scanners going in next week. That'll keep you safe. We ordered them a year ago. So, White Al-Qaeda has hit. I told, oh my gosh, see, the next it'll be the veterans are going to start hitting.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.